Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day. Hello, and welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Deb Weekly, and today I'm reading the Mom to Mom letter from Melissa Lane. Let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for my dear friend joining us today on the podcast. Lord, we're just so grateful for her. Lord, I pray that today as she's listening, she would learn something she would remember for the rest of her life. And Lord, if she's just so busy and barely has time to listen to a devotion, God, I pray that you would just meet her where she is. Help her to know that you think she's doing such a great job. Help her to feel your presence. Help her to feel so encouraged, God. Come, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture for today is John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Dear precious one of the Most High, what a journey this has been walking together through the Gospel of John. It touches me at my core to open the book of John and see all the red-lettered words of Jesus. It's personal, Jesus speaking to you and me. We are 5 weeks into the Lenten season, and our study continues to deepen through the truth of the gospel. How are you growing in the study? Aren't you as thankful as I am that Help Club has directed our focus on the Lenten season? If recognizing Lent has not been part of your tradition in the past, you are not the only one. It's new for me too. Did you know that Lent is one of the oldest observations of the Christian calendar? It is 40 days of a time set aside for self-examination and penitence. Some choose to deny themselves by fasting from a specific food like chocolate, a pleasure like TV, or a habit using electronics. Others practice a discipline like prayer, service, or forgiveness. However you choose to observe Lent, as you examine yourself, remember, today, tomorrow, and in all your days to come, you are precious to God. He has sealed His love for you with His Holy Spirit, alive in you as your guide and advocate always. In the remaining days of Lent, seek Him, know Him deeper, and grow in Him. Allow Him to come into every part of your life. Surrender, hands wide open. Fully embrace the depth of His love for you. He loved you so much that He died for you. Why not remain in Him? We can do nothing apart from Him, so why would we want to? Jesus calls you His friend. He chose you. He paid it all. He gave all for you, sweet child of God. Take His hand. Let Him lead you. Blessings as you surrender. Melissa Lane and the Help Club for Moms team. And here's a quote from Max Lucado. Let's walk with Him. Let's see how Jesus spent His final days. Enter the Holy Week and observe. Feel His passion. Sense His power. Hear His promise that death has no power. Let's follow Jesus on His final journey. By observing His, we may learn how to make ours. And as I was reading today's study, I love Melissa. She's actually the one who led me to Jesus. And she's so special to me. Her friendship is so dear to me. And I'm so thankful for her influence in my life and the life of all of our moms. And I'm just so thankful for my life and for my Christian friends. And I just wanted to tell you that if you don't have Christian friends, or if you feel alone, ask the Lord to bring you a friend. It's so wonderful because in all of our different seasons, God brings us friends. But I remember I was praying last September that God would show me who my friends are in this season. And He brought me a new friend named Laura, and she's incredible. And it's all because I asked. And Laura is part of the Help Club for Moms Mothering Kits and she helps me over there, and she has so much spiritual knowledge and depth, and we talk a lot about the Holy Spirit and the seven spirits of God, all the different aspects of the Holy Spirit. She's over there helping me. But had I not asked the Lord for her, I never would have met her. And so who do you want to be friends with? Do you feel lonely? Ask the Lord for a friend. My friends have meant the world to me over the years. And some friendships come in and out of your lives. Some are meant to stay forever. And God always has new friends for you. So I would just encourage you today to just go to Him. And let's pray right now. Lord, I pray for my dear friend. Lord, if she needs a friend, a godly friend to do life with, Lord, bring that friend, just like you brought Laura to me. Bring her a friend that'll be spiritually challenging. Bring her a friend that will walk with her on this road of motherhood and will not be judgmental. Bring her a friend that will love her for who she is and where she's at, and help her to be that friend to someone else, not judgmental and not expecting that friend to be perfect, because none of us will ever be perfect, Lord. And I pray that she will release her friends, Lord, if she has friendship hurt. We all have friendship hurt. And I pray that she would release the friends that have hurt her and just know that nobody's perfect. You are the only perfect person. And the very best things that we can do for ourselves and for our own hearts is to forgive, to love, to see the best in other people, to always believe the best. Just like 1 Corinthians 13 says, love always believes the best in others. And God, I pray that you would help her to believe the best in others, that you would help her, Lord, to believe the best about herself, the best about her husband, her children, to release people from judgment. Lord, it's so hard when we're all judging each other. Your word says for us to stop backbiting each other and judging each other. And Lord, I pray for my dear friend today and for myself, God, that you would help us, just like you prayed the high priestly prayer before you were crucified, the night before you were crucified with your disciples in the upper room. You prayed this prayer, Lord, let them be one as we are one. You prayed for all of us Christians to be one, one mind, one spirit, one accord, just like you and the Father are one. Lord, that is a tall order. To have oneness and unity in our friendships is only something you can do, because we're so sinful. Lord, help us. Help us to go to our friends if we have sinned. Help us to go to our friends and try to work things out if there's conflict. And Lord, let us ask you for new friends when we have a need for new friends. And so, Lord, I just really felt so led today to pray for friendships for my friend here after reading my amazing friend Melissa's devotion. And Lord, our friends are so important. Help us, Lord, to always work things out in our friendships and to love one another deeply. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. I'm praying for you. Thank you for being part of our community. You really mean the world to us. And my husband and I, we pray for you every day. My husband says it, like he calls out to the Lord on your behalf and prays for your marriages to be blessed, prays for you to feel so happy that you're at Help Club. And if you're a single mom, he prays for you. If you're whatever it is, he prays for you. It's so sweet. My husband, he has such a burning heart for our moms. He cares so deeply. And I pray with him as well for you. But I just want you to know that we pray for you every day. And we have a wonderful prayer team that is here for you. And if you need prayer for anything, please email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com. And we would be honored to pray for you. We love you. Have a wonderful day. It's going to be a great week. Oh, and tell your friends about the podcast too. And have a wonderful day. And if you want to check out the Mother and Kids, we would love to have you in that community. It's just a place where we go deeper with each other. So it's at myhelpclubformoms.com, and we have 2 weeks free over in that space. And the reason we formed it is a lot of women were saying, you know, everything is everywhere in Help Club because there's so much content. Can you please organize it for us? Can you please make a place where we can get more deeper mentoring and more personal Zoom groups? And so that's what we created over there. So if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. And if money is a problem, please let us know. Email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com, and we could give you a partial scholarship or a full scholarship. Oh, and if you are the type like me who loves to sponsor other people, then you can sponsor a mom over on the Mothering Kits as well. I know my husband, he's whenever we're at church, we actually go to a church for the margins, and every time that they make an announcement, like if they want to send a child to youth camp or if they need money for meal programs and things that we do, my husband is always going up and giving money. And I'm telling you guys, you can't outgive God. And he says in his word, those who give to the poor lend to the Lord. And I have seen that to be true in my own life. And I know it'll be true in yours. So have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening and thanks for being here. Bye-bye.